The Rutgers basketball scandal claimed two more officials today, including the athletic director Tim Pernetti and an interim senior vice president. They were both involved in a decision to rehabilitate rather than fire men's basketball coach Mike Rice, whose abusive behavior toward his players was caught on video and widely viewed this week. Rice was fired on Wednesday. Rutgers president Robert Barchi said this afternoon he accepted Tim Pernetti's resignation. Barchi's own job appeared to be safe after getting a public nod of support from the Rutgers Board of Governors. This all unfolds as Rutgers is poised to join the prestigious Big Ten Conference by the summer of next year. For more on this, I'm joined by New York Times columnist Joe Nocera. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. On our air this morning, you said if Pernetti got to keep his job, it would be because money trumps, since Pernetti helped broker the university a lucrative Big Ten deal. And just a short time after you said that, Pernetti's out. So what do you make of this latest resignation?
Money still does trump, even though he's out. It's important to remember, or it's worth remembering, that last November, when Pernetti was first becoming aware of the video, he was in the process of negotiating his way out of the Big East and into the Big Ten. The Big Ten is by far the most lucrative and powerful conference in the country. It can put, because it has its own network, and getting Rutgers would give it the New York market, it has the potential to put tens of millions of dollars into the Rutgers athletic department and Rutgers more generally. And so I'm not saying that there was a cover-up for that reason, but it's certainly plausible that the last thing they would want is this scandal to come out at the same time as they were getting ready to leave one conference and join another.
Right. I'm wondering if Mike Rice was fired then, would it have affected Rutgers' Big Ten prospects, or would NCAA officials
have
overlooked it?
The Big Ten held most of the cards here. Rutgers struggles financially, athletically, as many state schools do, especially on the East Coast. And so, you know, student fees help pay for some of it. They lose some money. Their football team isn't all that great and doesn't really make any money. And so they really needed the Big Ten. It is certainly plausible that the Big Ten would have thought twice about adding Rutgers, a team it doesn't really need to add, certainly not for competitive football or basketball reasons, if the scandal had come out last November.
Why is it so important to the school to get into the Big Ten? I mean, Governor Christie even acknowledging, as he praised Rutgers University President Robert Barchi for getting Athletic Director Tim Pernetti to resign, also in the same breath, thanking Pernetti for getting Rutgers into the Big Ten.
Well,
so it must be a big deal.
Yeah, it is kind of a big deal. Let's put things in perspective. I mean, if athletics had the proper role that it ought to have at universities, it wouldn't matter that much. But you know, Rutgers has a chance to make somewhere between $25 and $30 million a year just from the Big Ten network. Money is what's driving this stuff. And Rutgers' own conference, the Big East, was imploding. I mean, it was football money has become what drives college athletic departments. And Rutgers joining the Big Ten was a way to grab on to some of that football money, even though its teams can't begin, at least right now, to compete with the likes of Michigan and Ohio State and some of the other powerhouses in the Big Ten. It's purely about money. It's purely a financial thing.
How about the timing of this scandal coming on the final week of NCAA March Madness? Does it hurt the image of college basketball?
It most certainly does. I'm at the Final Four, and I was sitting in these press conferences listening with one ear to Rick Pitino, the coach of Louisville, talk about his legacy, and in the other ear listening to the president of Rutgers try and explain Pernetti's resignation and the scandal that has engulfed the school. Now, in terms of bad behavior, what Mike Rice said doesn't compare to what happened at Penn State, but the chaos and the sense of crisis that college sports is engulfed in because of this is very, very similar.
Any predictions on Robert Barchi and how long this university president will hold on to his job?
I thought you were going to ask me to predict who is going to win the Final Four.
Oh, that'll be next.
I think the president will hold on to his job. I think his excuses were pretty flimsy, but it is true that he had only been at the university a couple of months when this happened, and they have really banking on him to do some important financial things in terms of their strategic plan and in terms of incorporating the medical institution into Rutgers. They are not going to want to switch gears. It would take a lot more would have to come out for them to fire him than what has come out now.
And very quickly, 5 seconds, who's going to win the NCAA championship?
I don't care who wins the championship, but I want to see a Louisville-Syracuse final because the Big East is going away, and it would be one last Big East final.
WNYC contributor and New York Times columnist Joe Nocera, thank you.
Thank you, Amy.